Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's been an interesting week in Harrisburg because the Supreme Court has really sort of thrown a monkey wrench into this year's election situation by making a decision about the maps for the House and Senate districts. What's going on here?
Well, the Supreme Court did issue an order this week based on 11 challenges that were filed by citizens in the Commonwealth objecting to the statewide reapportionment plan. So the court, on a 4-3 vote, is voting to reject the maps, but at this point has not issued further guidance on what the real problem is that they see with the maps. So essentially the court's saying, no, you can't use the new maps, and it needs to go back to the Legislative Reapportionment Commission for further work. But then they left town and took off to Puerto Rico for a Pennsylvania Bar Association meeting. So we're hoping to get more information very soon. And I know that the Legislative Reapportionment Commission is eager to look at the details of the court's decision so that we can come up with the final maps, because it does throw a monkey wrench into things. And we have to be able to move forward with this.
Also, there was some action on the House floor that will be important to a lot of nonprofit agencies in communities all across Pennsylvania. And that has to do with the Small Games of Chance Law. What's going on here?
Well, this is an important change that we've been pushing for quite some time. There's a lot of organizations out there that help the community by raising funds through Small Games of Chance, such as volunteer fire departments, veterans organizations, and we've really needed to make changes to the state's Small Games of Chance law, specifically to raise prize limits and allow some of the revenue collected by these organizations to be used for their facilities and operations. We did make changes to the law also to beef up the audit regulations. So these are very important changes. They will benefit many organizations and enable those organizations to keep raising funds for charitable purposes in our community. So all in all, I think this is a very good bill, and I'm glad that we've been able to pass it on to the governor's desk.
There was also some legislation that just passed the state government committee that's very interesting in that it would affect the size of the state legislature. What's going on here?
Well, this is a bill that's being sponsored by the Speaker of the House, Sam Smith, from Jefferson County, and it proposes a constitutional amendment that would reduce the size of the State House of Representatives from 203 members to 153 members, and it was passed out of the State Government Committee this week. I have a lot of concerns with it. I think that some of the people pushing the legislation think that it will save money and somehow streamline government, but I have some real concerns about rural representation. You know, our numbers are already few in rural areas, and by reducing the number of legislators that far, I have some real concerns in that regard. But now the bill goes to the House floor for possible amendment and for further consideration. I have to point out that the bill would have to be passed in two consecutive sessions and then go to the voters for approval before it would be effective. So it's the first step in this process, and as I said, I intend to voice my concern with the proposal.
There's also been some talk about business tax reform. Some House Republicans have put together a plan with some bipartisan support that would hopefully set the stage for some changes that will improve our economy. What's going on here?
Well, this is a proposed change that would be a real business tax reform piece of legislation that essentially has bipartisan support. It would close the tax avoidance practice called the Delaware loophole, but it would enable the Commonwealth to reduce the corporate net income tax and gradually transition out the cap on net operating losses throughout the next 9 years. So I think it is important legislation to help with the business climate in Pennsylvania. And it was just introduced this week. It's House Bill 2150, and it will be further considered in the future.
There was also a grant presentation recently in your district, and it has to do with a dam that needs some work. What's going on here?
Well, the Commonwealth Financing Authority met this week and approved an $18 million grant to fund a very important rehabilitation project at the George B. Stevenson Dam at the Sinnamohonig State Park in Cameron County. And I'm very glad that we were able to secure this grant for this very important project. The funding will come from the H2OPA flood control program with revenue bonds that are paid for from a portion of slot machine revenue. So I think this is an important project, and I'm glad we're able to move forward with it.
And last but not least, there's a lot of people been coming into your office recently asking about property tax rent rebate forms. What's going on here?
Well, we certainly are hearing from a lot of seniors about the property tax rent rebate program and when the applications will be available. It's an important program that benefits many, many senior citizens. I want to let everybody know that those applications will definitely be out in February, and we'll have a stack of them. Also, if you've applied for a rent rebate or property tax rebate in the past, you will get an application directly from the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.